And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of Joni Mitchell, Albert Camus, and it's the birthday of the scientist from Poland who changed our understanding of physics, Marie Curie, born into a family of teachers in Warsaw in 1867. Both her parents were Polish patriots at a time when Poland was under Russian rule, so her father was fired from his teaching positions. Family had to take in boarders. When Marie was 8, her older sister caught typhus and died. 3 years later, the mother died of tuberculosis. Marie wanted more education, but women were banned from the university, so they went to an illegal night school called the Floating University. Marie worked for 3 years as a governess and a sugar beet farm while she paid for her sister Bronya to study medicine in Paris. And then she went off to study at the Sorbonne, graduated at the top of her class in physics and math. She was looking for space in a laboratory and got in touch with a researcher named Pierre Curie, and they were married 1895. She was intrigued by the recent discovery of X-rays, and she was interested in uranium rays, made that the focus of her research. Her research revealed that atoms, which had been believed to be indivisible, could radiate even smaller particles, electrifying the air around them. And Marie Curie coined the term radioactivity to describe the property of emitting rays. She was the most celebrated woman scientist of the 20th century and died young of pernicious anemia, probably due to high levels of radioactive exposure. More than 100 years after her lab work, her journals are still too radioactive to handle, and they're kept in a lead vault. Albert Camus, born in Mondovi, Algeria, 1913, hard childhood, father died in World War I, mother worked as a cleaning woman to support the family. At 15, the boy contracted tuberculosis. He went off to France, got involved in revolutionary politics, wrote his first novel, The Stranger, in 1942, and The Plague 5 years later. And Joni Mitchell, who wrote Both Sides Now, Chelsea Morning, Woodstock, Circle Game, born Roberta Joan Anderson in Fort McLeod, Alberta, Canada, 1943. Got polio as a kid, and in the hospital, when she couldn't go home for Christmas, she just sang Christmas carols to herself and taught herself to play the guitar using a Pete Seeger instruction book. Spent a year in college, decided to be an artist, headed to Toronto to make it as a singer. Here's a poem for today by Melina Merling, entitled Sea High Above. You step outside into the early morning in autumn, and at the exact same instant, a scrap of paper floats over, high in the blue, blustery library of the air. You look up, and you see it rushing and lifting even higher into the transparent layers of the sky. And at once you know it is a message that there is no message. The scrap of paper is just a scrap of paper. It is weightless and free. The world is just the world, and you are exactly who you are, also floating now, high inside the invisible balloon of another moment. A poem entitled Sea High Above by Melina Merling from her collection Astoria, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.